Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The movie Sabotage is revealing useful idiots. That's the headline. Brandon House will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Your brand new movie. I watched the trailer yesterday, and that's a 15-minute trailer. Now, normally a trailer's, I guess, 4 or 5 minutes, but man, I was glued to it for 15 minutes. And it's somewhat a similar theme to your conference on security, is it not, the new movie?
Yes, it is. It's called Sabotage, and they can watch the trailer that you watched. They just go to sabotagethemovie.com, sabotagethemovie.com. And the subtitle is The Islamists and Marxists and Their Useful Idiots Destroying America from Within. That term, useful idiots, is not calling someone a name. That's an historical term used by Lenin. He said that he would use what he called useful idiots, people who preferred sound over sense. And that he would promise them things, and then they would use their position as journalists, fake news, media, for an information operation, the intelligentsia in the education establishment to brainwash young people all the way from elementary schools to the universities. So they would use their position to bring about a revolution, thinking they would get some of the power. But historically, they were the first ones to go, because when they didn't get any power, they'd start screaming and hollering, and then they would be eliminated or hauled off to a camp or a prison. So they were referred by Lenin as useful idiots. And we have many of them today in the media, the fake news, in our educational establishment, intelligentsia, and sadly even in the religious establishment. And, of course, the movie Sabotage looks at how the communists have set out to hijack religion and churches and Christian colleges and universities and seminaries going all the way back to the 1930s. In fact, Walter Rauschenbusch, the father of the social gospel movement, said that socialism will not work in an irreligious country. And he helped start the Federal Council of Churches. It became the National Council of Churches. And he started it with a known Marxist, Harry Ward, who was known as Harry the Red Ward. Well, today we have a red-green axis, the Marxist and now the Islamist. And they've showed up on the scene working together across the globe and now here in America to destroy their shared enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and they're going to work together in this red-green axis. Red representing Marxism, green the Islamic flag of many Muslim nations.
Brandon House with a movie review on his brand-new movie, Sabotage. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Brandon House has a brand new movie that reveals who Satan is using to set up a worldwide satanic kingdom. The Bible reveals in Daniel chapter 10, verses 13 to 20, how Satan uses political leaders to accomplish his worldwide plan. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15 tells us of how Satan's use of religious leaders for his end-time plan will come into place. That scenario is now in place today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...